For a few seconds, I watched her pass in and out of the shadows of overhanging trees. Then, gathering the nerve, I followed her. Hi, I said, my books clutched to my chest, breathless. I'm Philippa. I offered her my hand as I walked beside her. She glanced at it and quickened her pace. I know what you think, but I don't like the MBBS crew, I said, struggling to keep up. They're such namby-pambies. I was trying too hard.
Good for you,
she said, not even glancing at me, keeping her stride steady.
Why are you telling me?
You're not like them either.
So what?
She shrugged, eyes still aimed forward. You don't care what they think.
Look.
She stopped and gazed right at me, her pupils black and unsettling.
You've been arm in arm with those preening bitches since you got here. I get it. You're new, you're lonely.
It's all just a little too pathetic for me. My heart sank. Well, I...
Go away.
She started walking again, moving faster. Wait, I called after her. My father's a Navy lawyer, and anyway, we were just transferred here, and I left all my friends in San Francisco, and my stepmother is driving me crazy, so yes, I'm a little pathetic right now. Judy halted and muttered, Did I say the right thing? It had rolled out like an overturned basket of fruit. The glitter in her eyes told me that she approved of it, or maybe of my rawness, my honesty. I was feeling puny and desperate, and somehow she seemed like the solution. Then her expression flickered, amused perhaps, but she didn't smile. On either side of the street, the brick row houses peered out over wrought iron fences, their mum-stuffed gardens stirred in a breeze, and their old, uneven window panes reflected patches of irritating, bright white light. Aside from a few parked cars with their chrome grills flashing in the sun, East Capitol was oddly deserted for mid-afternoon. We were the only people within blocks. Judy began walking again, slowly. I kept pace beside her, but I didn't say anything. I hoped she wouldn't speed up again and dash off. One thing was true. Her magnetism, if that's the right word for it, was unmistakable. Aunt Sophie told me that some people have stronger auras than others, that if you have the gift, you can see another person's aura. Judy's aura must be blazingly intense, but I had no idea what color it was. Blue? Purple? Black? East Capitol Street gave way to the wide, tree-lined expanse of Lincoln Park. Silhouetted by the yellows and oranges of the turning trees, the Emancipation Memorial loomed at the far end, depicting an imperious Lincoln waving his hand over a kneeling slave. Behind it, 15 blocks away, the dome of the Capitol rose to the sky like a giant igloo. Judy nodded toward the memorial's dark bronze figures. Is he freeing him or making him beg for his freedom? I didn't know how to respond, worried that I'd say the wrong thing and scare her off, so I squeaked out, I don't know. No, you wouldn't. Well, I would know. I understand what being shackled is all about. What a thing to say.
I smiled, but she didn't. Her face as grim as a tragedian's mask.
Do you?
I said quietly. I do,
she said with a kind of finality, as if stating a fact.